This is GSG, Geek Survival Guide, Episode 11 for July 18th, 2007. Body Snatchers. This episode is dedicated to our brave Americans fighting the Red Menace. This is GSG, Geek Survival Guide, your home for survival tips you'll probably never need. Remember, if you're a devastatingly handsome, recently divorced, small-town doctor, or if you're a skeptical FBI agent, this is not the podcast for you. This is the podcast for, well, basically, everyone else you can possibly think of. Yes, that's right. Today we're discussing the classic Invasion of the Body Snatchers. But first, a brief word. Let me just step out from behind that voice. Hi, how y'all doing? I'm Zach Ricks, producer, proprietor, and, well, host of GSG. Yeah, that's better. I'd like to take just a brief moment and explain what's been going on here for the past few months. Night classes. Preparing to take the Texas bar again. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing, but I have it on fairly reliable sources that it took JFK 3 times to pass, so I'm a little less disconsolate. And that's not an excuse, because I honestly have had weekends. I could have thrown together something. The excuse, if you want to call it that, is, well, you know, this is just a hobby, and I put out shows when the inspiration hits. Now, having said that, I have to say the best way to get me to do a show is send me an email, because flattery really is the fuel that most podcasters run on. The big reason I'm doing this right now is because I got 2 emails this past week wondering where the next episode was, and so, naturally, I had to do one. Of course, there's another big reason it took so long to do this episode. I got a great suggestion in the email, and it looked like a good idea to do an episode on Invasion of the Body Snatchers, so I got my hands on a copy and started watching it, and, you know, I've never seen it before, but it's a genre classic, and I've always wanted to see it. Now, in all honesty, have any of you actually seen Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Now, I'm not talking about the 70s Leonard Nimoy version, or any of the more recent ones. It's easily one of the creepiest things I've ever attempted to watch. Yeah, I said attempted, because I got about 30 minutes in, and was so freaked out that I had to turn it off. I know, I'm a big wimp. But the sense of dread this show manages to generate is incredible. It's far and away scarier than what passes for horror nowadays. Too much gore, not enough dread. You know what I mean? Now, more to the point, I was convinced that our hero was toast. I did not see any way to conceivably survive an actual invasion of body snatchers. And if this movie was made today, and incidentally there's apparently an update coming out soon with Nicole Kidman, then the body snatchers would win. I was convinced that this was all for nothing. Our hero was in a police station in L.A., pouring his guts out to an FBI man and a doctor, telling the story in flashback. And they were both going to turn out to be body snatchers already, and it was going to end with our hero locked up in a cell with a seed pod sitting outside the front door. Fade to black, roll credits, creepy music. Duh. You know, really says a lot about the difference in the culture back then and the culture now. Anyway, the movie didn't end that way. The word got out, and I have to assume that the army showed up with B-52s full of herbicide and some flamethrower tanks. Or, you know, something along those lines. I mean, granted, it was a movie all about communism, but it's interesting how that sense of enemies among you seems so familiar today. I wonder how that happened. Anyway, so that's what happened. I've been busy, and I'm the biggest wimp you've ever seen in your life. But I do have a couple of survival tips and tricks, so let me just get back into character. Right. First things first. We're dealing with classic seed pod body snatchers, not alien replicants or metamorphs or something from The Hidden. Loved that movie. Those are completely different problems and will be dealt with in a future episode. Now, because body snatchers are grown in huge seed pods, the first thing a typical geek will want to have on hand is plenty of industrial-strength herbicide. Think a +2 spray of Green Death. Or if your local apothecary is out, Roundup or another similar plant killer will probably do. If something odd is growing in or around your habitat, or more especially around your bunker, check your handy Boy Scout field book to identify the species. If you are unable to find the specimen in the pages of that beloved field guide, kill it! Kill it, kill it, kill it! Pick it and tear it into itsy, tiny bits. You must have constant vigilance. Awareness of your surroundings could be the key between becoming a cog in an alien war machine or continuing your secret geek love of Guild Wars. Speaking of geek love, the key difference between humans and body snatchers is that the body snatchers have an utter lack of anything approaching human emotion. Now, there are several ways to tell if someone has human emotions, but here at a Geek Survival Guide, our survival experts and geeks managed to come up with, well, two. The survival experts recommend the classic Twinkie test. No one can withstand the creamy goodness of American-made snack cakes. No human, that is. If the Twinkie is left unmolested, it's time to start wielding the Roundup liberally. I mean, they came out of the plants, right? It should work, right? The Twinkie test also has the advantage of being feasible at range. That is, as far as you can toss the Twinkie. Alternatively, you may wish to consider some kind of Twinkie-tossing apparatus. It could be as simple as a pouch and some surgical tube. Use your imagination, or get some suggestions from the American Boy Scout Handbook. The geeks in our panel of experts, however, are devotees of canon. You should have seen their comments after Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer. They pointed out that the way our hero became convinced that his lady love had actually been replaced by an alien pod person. He smooched her. At this point, of course, the survival experts pointed out that our panel of geeks wouldn't know a good kiss, after which there was a lot of talk about Wookiees and arranging a good kiss, and things rapidly got ugly. We calmed them down by promising to present the survival tip, so smooch away. Pucker up and lay a big wet one on the person of your choice. We here at Geek Survival Guide are willing to allow you to pick your own smooching partner of choice, because we're a loving, accepting podcast. And besides, we're fighting an alien menace, so we probably have more important things in mind to arguing about who should be smooching whom. Once you've laid a smooch on the person whose humanity you ostensibly felt was within question, or at least so you'll tell the authorities, three possibilities occur. Number one, your smoochy target may smooch you back. I mean, even geeks can dream, right? Number two, much more statistically likely, you're going to get the ever-living bat crap beat out of you with whatever heavy implement your smooch partner has at hand. At which point you will have suffered for love, and you'll pass out in the secure knowledge that this was an emotional response, and that person is not a body snatcher. Number three, the cold fish, which means either the person is completely passionless, or that the product of an alien plant shipped by truck from sunny California, in which case it's a good idea to surreptitiously squirt some Roundup in their direction, and then head for the hills. And that's it! Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Geek Survival Guide. And remember, if you have any suggestions for survival tips or future topics, or if you'd like to leave feedback regarding this episode, feel free to email your feedback to gsguide@gmail.com or leave a comment on the website. Some of our music is found at music.podshow.com, and you should check that out. Geek Survival Guide is released under a non-commercial, no derivatives, attribution required license. Pass this around and hook your friends until I have a horde of minions at my disposal to do my bidding, whatsoever it may be. Just remember not to sell or change these episodes, lest they lose their life-saving power. Geek Survival Guide is found on the web at gsguide.blogspot.com, is listed at Podcast Pickle, and on iTunes. Many thanks goes out to you, the listeners and fans. Until next time, this is GSG reminding you to keep your head down and your dice handy.